What does the Sharia say about collective dhikr, and hence when nasheeds take place and nasheed singer makes the audience do dhikr together, which is part of the nasheed? What's the hukum regarding that? I'm surprised this is even a question. Like, where is this question even coming from? Questions come from certain preconceived notions, ideas, certain biases. So why should collective dhikr be a problem when the Prophet ﷺ never forbade it? Is there a hadith that's telling you, that's making you question this idea? Questions, remember, they always come from certain biases, reason why you question something. It looks like somebody's telling you this is haram, but you're seeing it happen in your local masjid maybe, or your local wherever. So now you're getting confused. This is my reading of your mind. I could be completely wrong though. But this is what I smell in here. Right? This is what I perceive. There's nothing wrong with collective dhikr. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no hurmat in that. There's no haram in that. However, there are a few laws and regulations you should... Generally, they say avoid it in a masjid during times when other people are there because it will be disturbing others. Because doing a collective dhikr, especially if it's loud, then it's going to be more trouble. It could be troublesome to others who want to focus on their prayer or their reading. So I sometimes have an issue when it's done aloud in a public masjid and other people go in a side room and do it. Because this is not part of the general daily five prayers that people do, right? Yes, if it's a khanqah masjid, where it's known that this is what takes place here, then that is the rule of that place. That's understandable. But if it's a general masjid and you start imposing a khanqah in there for everybody, that can become really confusing for a lot of people and problematic, right? So do it in a side room. So these are the things. There's nothing wrong per se, it's just the way sometimes people do it and maybe obligate it and something like that. So in a nasheed, for example, if he makes you do dhikr, I think that's better than him just reading stuff. Right, sometimes. At least it gets you to do some dhikr and gets part. Otherwise, a lot of people don't even understand nasheeds. Right? For example, the nasheed that you guys just did upstairs. How many of you even understood what the poor munshid said, the singer said? Right? How much do you know? If it sounded nice, you'll say, wonderful nasheed. You don't even know the lyrics. You don't even know the words. I know this because that's how I used to listen to nasheeds before. The nicer ones, the kind of heavy sounding ones, they were the nicer ones. I didn't know what they meant. They were in Arabic. I didn't know what they meant. So what's the point of nasheed? Just a nice background sound instead of music? Is that just your weaning off music idea? Right. So there's a lot of problem. There's a lot of problem involved in all of this stuff. Is it just entertainment? So if this nasheed guy doing a good nasheed is getting people to do some dhikr of Allah, say, okay, everybody say La ilaha illallah, or what is it, Mawlaya salli wa sallim, or you know, a particular refrain, right, which is the repetitive words, I don't see a problem with that. As long as you don't make it like a concert and you start bringing the music in and everything like that. I've seen that happen in some masajid and that's completely wrong. As long as it doesn't go, if it's a fixed program for these things where people will understand that at this time, it's not a salat time, it's out of salat time, generally it's not a time when people come in to do their adhkar, I don't see an issue with it in general like that. And if you mean something more particular to that I've missed, please let me know. Because, you know, I'm responding to you based on what I read and perceive from what you've written.